The aura. The glorious white robe of the Master Jesus is a constant reminder to the initiate and the aspirant that the life and energy of his own being may be woven and is woven at every moment into the vehicles through which his soul must function and achieve at last everlasting peace. To him that overcometh shall be given a white garment. This garment is woven by the presence into the substance of the bodies and auras of the evolving consciousness. When the attention of the heart is centered on the spiritual center from whence all blessings truly flow. The aura around the life stream consists of a constantly moving sea of electrons, passing outward, driven by thought and feeling and returning inward on the return course of their circular journey. To find oneness in the heart of their Creator. The radiation from the presence, however, is vertical and passes downward through the bodies, and then completes the circle back into the presence. So you have the directive activity of the life stream going out in a horizontal line, tying you to the manifestation of Earth, and the more ephemeral electronic circuit coming from the presence, made up only of those directed thoughts and feelings which turn towards the source. As the greatest amount of the energy of the life stream is directed into the affairs of the world, that circuit is more powerful than the short intervals of contemplation, prayer, and devotions that form the divine circle uniting you with the Godhead. And this is the beginning of that white garment, that seamless robe which you see has neither beginning nor end. Now when the individual is done with interesting himself in the satisfaction of the personal self, the more and more of the life energy is directed towards the source. This cosmic Christ cloak or seamless robe woven out of the individual's own love for God, not only increases in intensity, but begins to form a natural protective ring that disconnects the energy of the life stream from the magnetic pull of imperfect manifestation. It is not the matter of a moment to change the currents of attention from form and manifestation into the joyous contemplation of the God Self, and yet those individuals who have entered that discipline, when seen with the inner eye, appear to be held within an almost invisible mist that is barely discernible through their cloaks of many colors. It would take the trained eye of a free being to show you the potential Christ-bearers of the age. But as the person is singled out from the masses and entered under the standard of the Christ-beings, that mist begins to take more form and substance, and eventually it is the predominant vibration through the cloak or through the aura. It forms the garment which Jesus so powerfully manifested that those who touched its very fringe were excused of their mistakes and mercifully reinstated in health and well-being. Weave your seamless robe, dear hearts, each one, so that he who touches its hem will be blessed by its nature, its quality, its gifts. To qualify that cosmic Christ cloak, the spiritual electronic essence, which is the protective power of your higher nature, with confidence, healing, spiritual conviction, or any one of the countless virtues of the universal, is to render an impersonal service in which your outer self can never either be recognized or acknowledged as the doer, and is the great impersonal blessing which forms the great pulsation of the brotherhood.